Ongoing right now, the Chapel Hill Carver Chamber of Commerce's intercity visit there in Boulder, Colorado, today and tomorrow. They got there yesterday. They've been talking with a lot of local officials in Boulder, which is a city very similar to Chapel Hill in scope and size, university town. A lot of similarities, some key differences about how they handle the issues that we face as well as them. In both of our communities and what lessons we can take back. They do it every other year. The Chapel Hill Carver Chamber of Commerce does, different city every single time. Dozens of local community leaders are in Boulder right now, including Lee Starrow, who's now the executive director of the North Carolina AIDS Action Network, former Chapel Hill Town Council member, very active in the community and in Boulder right now, and joining us by phone is Lee Starrow. How's it going?
Hey, Aaron. Things are going well. Thanks for having me on the call.
So we spoke with Bethany Cheney from Carver Board of Aldermen last hour, and she shared some of the things that you've been talking about over the course of the day today and the tour of Denver. What has jumped out at you so far as being the most significant issue and the most significant lesson that you've taken so far?
I mean, I think two takeaways that have emerged for me is, one, that Boulder's had a really successful, really vibrant and exciting economic development strategy. We heard a presentation this morning about some of the original work that their community started doing in the 1980s to really grow their economic tax base and to move away from being a company town, and that company being the university, a challenge we talk about in Chapel Hill a lot. And they're now at a point that they have a robust economic development strategy that's been incredibly successful in generating jobs. And they really have the capacity to focus just on keeping and retaining and growing their current business and let folks who want to move to Boulder or who move to this area proactively reach out to them rather than the other way around.
Is that something that we would want to do in Chapel Hill? Are there differences as far as resources available or potentialities for doing that here?
Well, we know Boulder is a slightly larger community. Even Chapel Hill and Carborough combined is slightly smaller than the city of Boulder.
Mm-hmm.
But what I think the lesson learned from me today, from this morning, is just that these type of investments and opportunities take time. You know, Chapel Hill as a town really robustly began our economic development work in terms of staffing and supporting that within the last decade. And so I think in time you see real payoff and real opportunities when you make those kind of investments. But it's something that doesn't happen overnight with just a click of your fingers.
Speaking with Lee Starrow, who's in Boulder, Colorado, for the Chamber of Commerce's intercity visit, what is something that Boulder has done or that you're seeing in Boulder that you don't want to take back to Chapel Hill?
Well, I'm sure a lot of folks are going to talk about the lack of affordable housing opportunities and the price point of homes here in Boulder. They're looking at an average home price of about double what we have in Chapel Hill. As you know very well, and as I know many of our community members know, we're uncomfortable about where our current housing market looks like in terms of affordability. I know in talking with other community members, you're probably going to hear that repeated pretty consistently over the course of these next 2 days. You know, sometimes from these opportunities and these conversations and trips, you learn about things that you want to model and that you can do better. And other times you learn what I think can be cautionary tales about what you don't want your community to become.
Mm-hmm. Is there a sense of what caused that to happen in Boulder?
I think there are a couple different factors that have been explored. One of those is just simply the supply of housing. As this community became a more desirable place to live, the amount of total housing within the community wasn't able to keep stake with the demand that there was in the community. And so that led to just ballooning household prices that weren't able to be controlled. We had some interesting conversation this morning about the city actually has a height limit in terms of housing and new developments. What's actually ironic, a group of us did a downtown walk and tour as we were walking around, and the 55 feet is their height limit for new developments was imposed after some older, more historic buildings had been built that were higher than 55 feet. And we couldn't help but notice that their historic courthouse, for example, which is one of the most beautiful, most, a defining building for Pearl Street in their downtown, actually was higher than 55 feet. So it's a reminder sometimes that these arbitrary standards that you put in place don't always maybe have the long-term effect that you want them to, and maybe do have some unintended consequences.
Speaking with Lee Starrow again, who's with the Chamber of Commerce's intercity visit right now in Boulder, Colorado, going on today and tomorrow. What's on the docket for the rest of today and tomorrow? What is still left to discuss?
Yeah, so we're having a conversation today about entrepreneurship in the afternoon. One of the reasons I was interested in attending this trip this year was that I recently was appointed to the Durham Technical Community College Board of Trustees representing Orange County government. So we're having a conversation about entrepreneurship. And then Penny Gluck and I, who's the dean of our Orange County campus of Durham Technical Community College, are actually going to be doing an on-site visit of their technical community college. You know, I think we know that when we're talking about creating 21st century jobs and investing in new skills and new opportunities for our workforce, that our community colleges are the really centerpiece of that work. I, 4 years ago, went on the trip to Bloomington that was part of the inner city visit, and in visiting Ivy Technical Community College, was so impressed to see some of the really strong partnerships they had with their university there. I know some of those lessons learned about how you can help students maybe enter a community college and then transfer to a four-year university. We've actually modeled some of the things that Ivy Technical Community College did, and so excited to think about what opportunities we might have to learn from the system here in terms of that conversation and tour tomorrow.
And we've talked with a couple of people. We haven't actually talked with that many people who have been on inner city visits in the past, but we've talked with a few over the course of the week, and you are not the first to mention Ivy Tech and Bloomington. And I know I was on that Bloomington trip too, and so many people came back talking about Ivy Tech and all the programs they have, the integration with Indiana University in Bloomington and the community and all of those programs. And those were all ideas and issues and things that I don't think very many of us went on the trip thinking that we were going to come back raving about the community college, but that's what we all did. And that's one of the really nice things about the inner city visit, is that you go there and you see something that you didn't expect to see, or you hear about an issue that you didn't expect to be thinking about. Has that issue or that thing come out to you so far yet?
You know, I, on the first day, Laurie Policelli and a couple other folks and I ducked out of one of the walking tours to go visit the Denver Visitor Center. We stopped in Denver on the way into Boulder. And, you know, Laurie is the head of our Visitor Bureau. I still serve on the Visitor Bureau's Board of Directors. Just on a whim's notice said, you know, let's go see what that looks like. And we're really impressed to see how the Denver Visitor Center was using technology as a gateway into their visitor center. Touch screens, you know, ways of communicating information. Now, I still think that one-on-one conversation we had with their staff person to learn about Denver and Colorado was really critical for us to have a positive experience. But I think we definitely left thinking, how could we reimagine our visitor center in a way that is engaging visitors in multiple mechanisms and multiple ways to communicate information about what a great community we live in and where they might want to visit on their trip.
All right, we got to let you go here in just a second. And Lee, again, thanks for joining us. Before we do, biggest similarity and biggest difference between Chapel Hill Carborough and Boulder, Colorado?
You know, I just think the vibe that Boulder puts out. I had lunch at this amazing Farm to Fork restaurant today. It's clear they have a strong foodie scene, a cultural arts scene, a progressive community that's surrounded by a more conservative state. And then actually, I think the biggest takeaway are these mountains are just gorgeous. Yeah. And no, we are not going to build a mountain in Chapel Hill anytime soon. I think we have to think about what assets we have that maybe are our community's mountains. But just to walk around in this community, a couple of us went on a run this morning, to be surrounded by the mountains at all time is just breathtaking.
How does Pearl Street hold up to Franklin Street?
Pearl Street, because it's a pedestrian mall, feels very different. You know, the total size of their downtown is larger. Mm-hmm. I love the restaurant I went to for lunch today. I will say, I bet that our foodie scene, you know, we have a James Beard award-winning restaurant. I would challenge us that I think we probably beat Boulder in terms of our food and restaurant scene any day of the week.
All right. Lee Starrow, thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy the rest of the trip. We'll see you when you get back.
All right. Thanks, Aaron. Have a great day.